on FUBAR Radio.
Wow, never in my entire time at FUBAR have I started the show with a round of applause. Thanks, producer Natalie, for that little fill time. Really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it very much. Happy Thursday, everybody. Sorry my voice is a bit croaky, but it's for some, it's a sexier voice. So for those of you who are enjoying it, hi. Loads of new music for you to play. Not for you to play. I'm playing it. Stop it. Got loads of new music today. And also, I'm just filled with happiness and deep, deep love. So it's going to be a really vibey show. We've got loads of guests in, as per, you know me, I love to have loads of guests, but also we're going to be talking about some of the top stories that have been going down in the music world this week. And there's a lot, can I tell you. There's more on the Stormzy Wiley beef. It's a real twist, I'll be honest with you. So hold tight for that. I'm going to talk to you about that in a bit. Plus, Kendrick Lamar's just announced a huge London show, which I'll be telling you about a little bit later. We've got some news about Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift. But first, let's play some music. So, Kid Akud's previous guest of the show has released a new banger. He's also got a little baby now as well. And the baby has their own Instagram. So, living his best life, Kidda is, as a dad now, but also still releasing the bangers. He had a great year last year. His track with Miss Banks was absolutely incredible. It's still banging out now. But this is 1AM featuring JK. Love JK. Have a listen to this. Let us know what you think. And also, you can have a listen back to my interview with Kidda. He's such a babe. I think he came in last year. Hopefully, let's get him in again, Nat, because he's really fun. I love him. This is 1AM featuring JK.
You know I'm a bowler and a shot caller. Jiggy. Nasty. You know I'm a bowler and a shot caller. I got naira, pounds and dollars. I don't want a dollar, I just want a bowler. She ain't got a man, so that means no karma. Fall down, won't stand up like drama. When I'm on the mic, it's another banger. No, they wanna act, but they don't want drama. Jiggy boys FC, can you say the jumper? I don't wanna pick up, it is no cola. I got different currencies, if you got them all up. I'm a Niger boy, baby girl from Gaza. 419, girl, I know you was come up. She don't wanna drink, but wanna smoke ganja. Caribbean thing, of course, she a fama. I'ma do my thing, I'm called like a baba. It's 1 AM, I'm active. I'm just cooking up a mountain. All my jiggers relaxing. Uber XL when the backseat. It's 1 AM, I'm acting. Up a mountain, and we get them the mood. I'm in the mood. Yeah.
You know I'm a baller and a shot caller. Always been a brawler, never been a starler. Thought I was 6 foot, I'm a little taller. Put her in a sauna, I won't hit Irana. Looking at this gal like somebody's daughter. Bang out of order, wavy sorter. I don't want no Evian water. Pass me the Henny and a quarter. It's too late, 1 AM, I don't give two shits. Free all my G's, they got like 4 licks. 5 minutes of fame and I'll hit them 4-6. Pass 7, 8, 9 and you're in my bitch. B10, litty on the weekend. It can be a weekday, we don't need no reason. Everybody's up front, no one wants to defend. Everybody's up front, we don't fucking pretend. Too real.
It's 1 AM, I'm active. I'm just cooking up a mountain. All my jiggers relaxing. Uber XL in the backseat. It's 1 AM, I'm active. I'm just cooking up a mountain. And we get them the mood. I'm in the mood. Yeah.
It's 1 AM, I'm active. I'm just cooking up a mountain. All my jiggers relaxing. Uber XL in the backseat. It's 1 AM, I'm active. I'm just looking up a mountain. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood.
All right, 1 AM featuring JK, that's Kid Akud's. What a babe. With a babe. He's now got a babe. Little baby. So go and check out the Instagrams because it's content for days. Now, I am living for the Wiley Stormzy beef, which is still, it's kind of the story still unfolding, okay? So the latest in this saga, shall we call it, drama, is that Wiley, who I just respect for this so much because, number one, I find it incredibly funny. Number two, also, just respect a man for being honest. He's tweeted to @Stormzy, just straight, put me on Murkyfest. I don't even want the money. I will sing Rolex. And then he put, in this life, sometimes you have to jump off a cliff or jump in the fire to see what's going on. And that's the bottom line of this. And then he's hashtagged the word tweet. Hashtag tweet, hashtag risk, hashtag reward, hashtag Robin Hood. So I think he sees himself as a sort of Robin Hood in the situation, but I'm not sure who he's robbing and where that money's going to. Because if he's robbing from the rich to give to the poor, I haven't seen that in physical form. That's what Robin Hood does. So unless that's some sort of metaphor for him, playing Murkyfest would be robbing the rich by playing wearing my Rolex in Ibiza. It's all very confusing, but I'm here for it. Also, Murkyfest, I would probably do that also if I was Wiley, because everybody wants to play Murkyfest. I respect it. I'm here for it. The drama is real. Really enjoying it. Wiley's very funny. I'm finding it quite funny, and I feel like maybe it is actually just fun for Wiley, and he just does this. I mean, I think we know that anyway, but even more so as this sort of unfolds, I'm feeling this vibe. So I thought, listen, Stormzy, babes, I think you should let Wiley play Murkyfest. And to try and help that along, I'm going to play Wiley wearing my Rolex. Enjoy this.
Presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got our second guest of the day, and he goes by the name Darren Harriet.
It's nice because you do a show in like an arts festival, and they're much more forgiving. Right. They're arty, ain't it? They're all just like, oh, hello, who's this guy? Let's see what he has to say. Oh, he's from the Midlands, and he's black. Oh, this is different. You know, they're relaxed. Oh, yeah, very nice. But I'm like, hey, what about if I'm in Crawley on a Wednesday? It needs to be a real hit-them-hard show, right, as opposed to like...
Is that the comedy equivalent of a Stoke on a freezing Tuesday night for football?
I was going to say Stoke in my head, but I realised there's no Stoke dates. But I was literally going to say Stoke on a Tuesday.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I am now joined by the Mowgli's. Josh and Katie are here.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We are so great, actually.
Are you tired? Because you've been, I know you're on your UK tour right now, so things are pretty hectic.
I think we're running on adrenaline.
Yeah, pure adrenaline, actually.
You're just going to pass out at the end?
Yes.
Probably.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine. We'll just push it and push it and push it until there's nothing left, and then we'll sleep for like 4 days straight.
Which is, honestly, that sounds so fun.
Oh, it
does. Thank you. I think
so too. Fun.
Yeah.
Tell me how it's gone so far, because you've got London tonight, which is an exciting one.
It's been, honestly, a dream come true. We've been dying to get over to the UK with the band for years. Josh and I have family here. We've been back a number of times, and every time we're just like, we've got to get the band back. We're dying to come here, dying to play shows, and so this is really a dream come true, and it has not been anything but wonderful. It's been so great, and I got to play a show for my mom for the first time. She's never seen us.
No.
Yeah.
So is your mom from the UK?
My mom and my dad, both of them. Yeah.
Oh, so did you? So tell me the story of that. They live in America. And
two Brits went to LA for the weather, met there, had me, stayed for a number of years. They're both back here now, and I'm just left over there.
That's really cute.
Yeah,
also, that they went there and they still managed to meet another English person.
I swear they went to LA and all they did was hang out with other Brits.
There was a whole community of them.
Expats.
Yes.
It's like a commune of expats 100%. Who are all marrying each other.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they did a great job.
They all hung out in one British pub in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, is there a British pub in Santa Monica?
There's a handful of them.
Oh, I'm going to go to LA and go there.
Yes.
You got to do it.
What a waste of time.
100%.
So you've played Manchester and Bristol this week already.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
London tonight. Is there any kind of, because obviously London's sort of our music capital, which I might get in trouble for saying, but it's true, okay? It's true.
You know.
Is there any sort of, what would you say about your favourite thing about your UK fans? Because we're quite weird here in the UK, and I never know what to expect from fans of you guys, because it's like, you never know. We're all different.
Lovely.
I would say my favourite thing is that we have any.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is wonderful.
Grateful that anybody's been listening, that anybody's been showing up to the shows. And when they do, they've been so lovely, so polite. It's like we've made friends at every show, honestly.
Yeah.
We always go out to merch after, and we've gotten a chance to speak with so many people, and everybody's just been like so nice, so accommodating. You know, British people are so great in the way that they're like the first ones to like make sure you've got a drink, make sure you've got a cup of tea, whatever you need to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. They're there to accommodate.
We do love drinks.
Yeah, it's great. It's so comforting. You know, you're so far from home, and to have somebody just come right in and say, you know, make yourself at home. Can I get you a pint? Can I get you a cup of tea? And it doesn't matter where you go in this country. There's always people there to just welcome you right in. It's really
and
great.
Give you a pint or a cup of tea, which
Absolutely.
Is very indicative of UK behaviour. I think that is probably UK, the way you could describe that. It should be Great Britain, pint or a cup of tea. That should be the sort of tagline.
That's what we're running on right now. We're fueled exclusively by
pints.
Tea and pints.
Oh,
it's true.
I just love hearing you say the word pints.
Pints.
Oh, I love a pint.
Totally.
I like pints. It just makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah,
and
to be honest.
Oh, and loads of vegetarian food also.
So
are you guys
options.
Veggies?
Mostly. Yeah. I will not say I'm not an absolutist about anything.
No.
So I definitely have chicken and fish sometimes, but
I'm mostly
veggie.
I think that's here I'm about to say something massive, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the future.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
If we all chilled out a bit and had a little bit less meat and fish, we would be a lot of a happier place, you know?
Everyone
would be a bit calmer about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there wouldn't be so many animals being killed.
Thank you so much.
Which
I'm
would
an animal
be great.
Lover myself, so.
I mean, I feel like everyone is. I feel like we just don't think about it. Anyway, we're not going to get into a deep discussion.
No,
I'm not veggie. I eat meat pretty much, but I slow down a lot.
That's really
that's
what it's
where
all
I'm
about.
At.
I'm trying, guys.
Great.
Talking of food, tour food is obviously an important thing when you're on tour, because you need to keep fuel, but also it's difficult to do that well. How's your eating been while you've been here? Because I love to hear about Americans' views on English food.
Well, I actually find it a little bit easier here than in the States. Like, even the fast food options have, like, decent veggie options.
Oh, but also, you've hit the UK in 2020 when every single fast food place is like, veganuary.
It's true.
Like KFC has got a vegan burger.
It's great.
The only one, is it?
It's
really
good. We tried
it in Newcastle and it was decent.
Yeah. I just had a Greg's steak bake, vegan steak bake, which was lit.
I love the Greg's vegan sausage roll.
So good.
All day, every day.
But I don't get it because it tastes exactly like the other one. Why don't we just change them all to the vegan
just
one?
No one will know.
No one will know. Yeah, throw some HP on it. Mm-hmm. No one knows the difference. And, you know, even all of these, like Marks and Spencer's has like amazing little like sandwiches you can grab. And there's just a lot of really good
options.
Easy options. A lot of great grab and go.
Yeah.
Options here.
We love a good pasty.
You know, my aunts worked for Ginsters for like 30 years.
Shut up. So. Ginsters is lit. Everyone loves it.
So lit. Yep. It's the best. So I'm like, my family lives down in Cornwall and Plymouth, so I'm like a pasty nut.
Oh my, you're... I'm a pasty nut. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I should have bought you a pasty. I feel bad now.
No, it's all right. I've had so many.
It's fine.
I literally am breathing pasties right now. You what?
We had Nando's for lunch today.
Oh.
So we're full.
Everybody loves Nando's.
We don't have it in LA.
Oh.
Not in
LA. Oh, yeah. No, I think it's UK only, isn't it?
It's made it to the East Coast.
D.C. Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. And Canada has it.
Oh,
but
what?
We don't have it on the West Coast. So being over here is like, we've got to get a Nando's. Yeah. Got to get a pasty.
We'll break the veg thing and have a Nando's, you know?
Yeah.
I made sure that the band experienced a roast dinner on Sunday.
Oh, because, well, you'll know all about that, having British parents.
Of course.
It's an integral part of the week.
That's what I said. I said, you have to experience it. I said, if you want to go to Stonehenge, you want to go to Buckingham Palace, this is as much a part of the British experience as anything else.
Yeah.
You've got to do it. One of them said, are you sure you're not just nostalgic for it? I said, no. It is part of the English experience.
I would say it's more English experience than Buckingham Palace.
I agree.
Yes.
It's like we do that. That's what we do.
Totally.
Everybody has to... all families are forced to sit and talk to each other on a Sunday.
It's
amazing. It's like mentally very stressful, food-wise, brilliant.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like now, as an adult woman, I've really got to master my own roast. It's that time in my life where
to be honest, babe, I have mastered mine, and it is a wonderful feeling.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That's amazing. Nice. I admire it. I do.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I can also master a vegetarian roast because I can do a mushroom Wellington.
Wow. Well, see, here's the thing about being a vegetarian: like the potatoes and duck fat. Is just...
Well, you don't know that they've got ducks on. Just wink that you don't know that they've got duck fat on.
Right.
It's like, they're just...
Idea.
Look at them. They're just potatoes.
They're gorgeous potatoes.
And I'm not going to think anything beyond that. Right, let's talk about music. American Feelings.
Yes.
Is this... this is your latest EP.
Yes.
And it's sort of you guys... Well, it's self-explanatory, really. Like, kind of inwardly looking about your feelings and emotions. And I think you guys... have always done that in terms of you kind of talk about your life and your experiences in a very honest way with your music. But I wanted to ask first is like, how does that differ for you guys from Waiting for the Dawn? Because it's like, obviously you guys have been together a long time and the progression of the band, how do you feel as the band in that trajectory, in that change? Do you feel different? Do you feel like the same people? Like, what's it kind of feel like now you're touring the UK and you're kind of doing this EP now? How does it feel?
Yeah, I would say we've grown so much as human individuals. And
part of that growth was from Waiting for the Dawn.
Yeah, it's true. We came out with that first record and we were so optimistic. And not that we're not optimistic anymore, but, you know, we definitely over time have tried to dig a little deeper. And every song can't just be like about happiness and sunshine, you know.
It would be dishonest.
It's important to dig deep and be honest, and
I think people
connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got to write one of those songs with here in London.
Oh yeah.
That's true. With a few British lads, and that was a really cool experience, and. The whole experience was very introspective, I think. I think we were kind of just writing a collection of songs. We tend to write, and we put all the songs into this file, and then at some point we sat down and we listened to all the songs, and we were discussing what we were going to put out. And the four songs that were on American Feelings just all stood apart separately and also kind of worked as a package. They're all discussing different things, but there's this common theme of introspection and personal experience, you know, in today's day and age and in the culture that we wrote it in and live in. And there was just this thread that made them all work sense together or make sense together for some reason. I don't know.
But I feel like that's a connection that only you guys can create and then we get to enjoy, because it's like once you're in the studio and you've obviously been, you know, together, you know each other so well. I mean, that's so important, I think, that you just know what to do and where to go with each music. And I wanted to talk in terms of, like, because I know you guys have spoken about, like, mental health and how difficult it is to tour. And like you say, when you release your first album and the way, what it's like and the industry and what everyone says to you and how it all works, how do you think you guys have stayed together and been strong for so long? Like, what is the secret? Because, I mean, not that there's one specific secret, but I think it's something good to talk about in terms of mental health in the music industry.
I think that there's so many times in an artist's life where it would be easy to throw your hands up and give up. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of artists have done that right before things could have turned around for them. But I just think that at the end of the day, resilience is so important in your art and in your personal life. Like, to be able to just continue getting up in the morning and know that even in the darkest times, even in the strangest of times, like, trusting and having faith that there is that light at the end of the tunnel, that something will pay off, that your hard work will, you know, see some kind of benefit. It can be so, so hard to do. But I think that if you can tap into that personal resilience, especially as an artist, I mean, it seems so easy to want to throw in the towel sometimes. And, you know, just for your pride's sake to say, you know, fuck it, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's a little bit harder to keep going, but if you can tap into that and you can keep doing it, I found that every time we've done that, which is, you know, how we've ended up here, it's been worth it in the end. And so I think that's really it, is we've not, it's not that we haven't seen lows and it's not that we haven't had obstacles or hit walls. It's that every time that's happened, we've just made a choice to push through. And that it's how we got here. You know, we've been trying to get overseas for so, so long. And I think over the past few years, there have been a number of walls that we've hit. And we've thought, like, maybe this is, maybe we just throw in the towel. Maybe it's time to turn around and try something new. And we just, we pushed through for whatever reason. And I'm so glad we did, because now we've gotten to come over to the UK and we've gotten to bring our message across the Atlantic. And
here you are. Like,
here we are.
That's the answer. You literally wanted to achieve something and you achieved it. And
that's a dream come true, really.
And that is the funny thing about that. Like, I was just going to link to the Wasting Time video, which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful. But it's so similar to that, because for those of you who haven't seen it, the storyline is like a couple who have clearly broken up, and it's kind of the story of the aftermath and the kind of memories and the sadness.
It can be so hard.
And then that day where you realize, it's like, that is a metaphor for everything. It's like, they're on that worst possible day when you're having the worst day ever, you know that there are better days coming. You know that there's something else coming. And I think that's such an important message. It's like, because when you're in that moment, you're like, no, nothing good's going to happen. It's awful. Everything's awful. It's like, well, actually, there is that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. And I think that hopefully, like, we are able to provide that reminder to people, and not only provide that reminder to other people, but to provide that reminder to ourselves. You know, it's we need that message. We need every message we put out as much as anybody else needs it. And so to remind ourselves, hey, when it looks dark, when it looks like it's bad, when we feel like we should give up, hang on, you're not alone, you've got this. You know, it's served us really, really well. And hopefully that message reverberates and it makes it to other people who need it as well.
I absolutely, yeah. When I watched it, I was like, it's a really funny thing, because I've recently, you know, you go through bad times and whatever, and good times in other ways and bad times in other ways. And this morning I was hungover.
Been there,
babes. And I was like, God, I feel like I want to die. And then by 3 o'clock, I'd gone to the gym and I'd eaten something really nice. And I'd watched your video like 4 times. And I was like, hey, do you remember earlier when you literally wanted to die? And now you feel great. And it's like, exactly. When you feel good after feeling bad, it's like, remember that feeling of being like, oh, remember when you felt really bad like 10 minutes ago and now you feel great?
And I know for me, like when I get depressed or when I'm hungover or when I'm sick, like in that moment, and he can attest because he lives with me, I truly, like, in those moments, I just feel like this is it forever. Like, this is how I feel
we
now.
We all do.
Forever.
We all do.
And yeah, I mean, I think that every time you do push through and you get to that place where you feel better, it makes it that much easier next time to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And when you think about it, and you remind yourself of that when you're feeling good, that's the best.
Yeah, it's
you're
the
like,
best.
You're ace. You just made yourself feel good.
You proved something to yourself. I think that's so massive, too, to be able to, like, get through something and just say, like, wow, I did that.
Yeah.
I did that. And knowing that you're capable of getting through that hangover, it'll get you through the next one.
Yep. Boom!
Yeah.
Tell me what's happening now. Are you working on new music? Are we going to see a 2020 EP?
Well, we literally, like, up until the day we flew out for the UK, we were in the studio recording two new songs.
Ooh.
That we're very thrilled about. We're
great.
So excited about them. We've been working with a friend of ours back home. His name's Alex Arias. He produced Fighting With Yourself and Wasting Time these two new songs.
So he's obviously worked well with you guys.
He is so awesome. He's a good friend of ours. We've been friends since we were kids, and he's just evolved and grown into this great producer, and so working with him is a blast. So we were working right up until the time we left. He's actually back home right now, kind of mixing those songs and kind of putting the finishing touches on them. And when we get home, we are really excited to get to work on a new music video, because it's been really fun for us to put out a video with every song.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's what our short-term goal is, to just keep putting songs in the bank and keep finding the time and energy and resources and creativity to put a video along with it, because
great,
that's a whole new creative aspect for us that's opened up, that's been really, really fun. We made the Fighting With Yourself video ourselves with the help of some friends and some fans. We worked with some friends from the road back in November and December to make the Wasting Time video.
Was there a real couple?
No. Aww. No. It was actually just this amazing actor that was able... It was really just about finding actors who were able to work and who were on board with the message and the theme of the song, and we were really lucky to get the actors we did. They were both fantastic.
Both brilliant.
And
I felt very sad.
Yeah, we were really moved the first time we saw it, honestly. We were like, even reading the treatment, we were really touched, but then seeing the final product, I feel like we immediately, like, tears, like, oh. And then the spoiler alert, the twist is a puppy.
Ugh.
And that was like, holy, you know, seeing that.
Sorry to ruin it, but
she
wins at life because she gets a puppy.
That's
and
exactly
it's amazing.
Right.
Who needs a girlfriend when you can have a pet?
The ultimate partner in life.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
They do not talk back.
No. They love you no matter what. They love you when you look like shit. They love you when you're being a bitch. They love you.
Yeah, and they're not like, oh, why did you do that? It's like, no, you can't speak, so.
Yeah, it's the best.
You can literally not judge my behavior.
Because
you guys can't understand anything. You're barking at me. Guys, I feel like you've got to go because you've got to get ready for your set tonight.
We are so excited. We're playing Campton Assembly.
It's crazy. It's going to be amazing.
It's a dream come true. We're so excited. Like, honestly, we have a lot more goals we want to achieve, but, like, we can cross playing London off of our list now.
Yes!
And it is just such a good feeling. So,
and when do you guys head back home?
Well, our last show is tomorrow night in Liverpool, which we're also very excited to see. We've gotten to see so much of England.
Which, of course, Liverpool is another cultural, massive place for music. Obviously,
legendary.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
I was like,
No, you nailed it. You're killing
it. You nailed it.
So we're really excited. We got to see Manchester and Bristol and Leeds and all these great cities. So it's just been amazing. And we get to see Liverpool. And then we are going to spend a week just kind of celebrating. We're going to go to Paris. We're going to go to
pints.
Amsterdam.
Oh.
And we're going to spend a couple of days in London having pints and just celebrating.
Pints.
Our drummer, Aunt Pints.
Pints.
Drummer's girlfriend is a stand-up comedian. She's on tour in Europe right now. She's going to meet us, and we're just going to go get in trouble in Paris and Amsterdam.
Yeah. Well, I think that sounds like a great idea. I hope you get into so much trouble, basically.
Me too.
But not in a negative way, in just a good kind of...
good trouble.
Naughty trouble.
We're
fun.
Thrilled. We're so excited.
Pints, teas, keep with the tea as well, and equal amounts, because then you're hydrated.
We've got one more Sunday to get a roast down.
And by the way, sorry, what did you think of the roast?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Take that to LA.
It was perfect. We kind of had a roast in a fancy place.
We had a fancy one.
Where did you go?
It was in Scotland. It was in Glasgow, which was an amazing city. Also, love it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Beautiful.
So great. It was called Alston Bar and Beef. It was under Central Station. It was lovely. But I think this week, it's really important that they have like a traditional pub roast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go find like a good, you know, just a classic roast.
I would say East London, sort of close to where we are now,
brilliant.
Like Hackney area. Good.
Love Hackney. Great. Done.
I would say there's good roasts there.
Perfect.
Where I live in Walthamstow, good roasts.
Okay.
So well, throwing some names out of
this
there.
Is perfect. Noted. Glad.
Josh and Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you for talking with us. Thank you for hanging out. This has been
great. It's a pleasure to have you. When you come back, the next tour you do, get back in the studio, please.
Absolutely.
And obviously, we're gonna have to take you out of the studio for pints.
OMG.
Okay. Yes. I love it.
I am pintsing all over the place with you. Say pints again.
Pints.
Oh, she got me. All right, we're going to play Wasting Time. If you guys could introduce it, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time you're in the UK.
We are the Mowglies, and this is Wasting Time.
Like a dream, try to run away, but you can't move your feet. Got a lot to say, you can't say anything. You can barely breathe, like you're lost at sea in a winter freeze. A new start, try to make a change, but it just falls apart. Everything's the same. Like I've been wasting.
Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan,
the most beautiful person in existence.
It's Glyn Fussell.
Hello, Callum.
I once invited a guy over, and I specifically invited him over for sex. I was very honest and upfront about why I was inviting him over.
Which is political, it's very core.
Turned out he was a Tory, and he came over and literally sat on my bed and talked about politics. There was no sex, and then he left, and I was like, I don't understand what's happened.
I feel like I've been tricked.
that's what the Tories do. Anything for a vote. Anything for a vote. Fucking vote.
Yeah, don't let them trick you on Grindr.
Poison Grindr. I mean, that's...
Harriet Rose.
Will I Am is joining us on FUBAR Radio right now.
There's things that I've done before that I didn't release. Like a piece of content that I did with Miley Cyrus that was heavy, and we decided not to put it out.
What do you do with that kind of stuff? Do you hold it in a bank, like, I might put this out one day, or is it like, never again, put it away, we won't see this again?
For the Miley Cyrus one, we got rid of it. It was just too heavy.
You just know, though, don't you?
This one in particular, the Black Eyed Peas one, I know in my heart that it has to come out.
Joey Page.
I'm very excited to welcome Highly Suspect into the studio.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, we have what we like to call pre-show poops. When you get really juiced up and then all of a sudden you have to poop right before the show.
Is that on your rider? We must have four cubicles available.
We have pre-show. Four toilets backstage.
Getting excited for the show definitely gets you pumped.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Coca-Cola eyes are out of my face. I checked your phone and no surprises. She's grinning from ear to ear in purple lace. So take your orchids elsewhere.
Cola Arlo Parks there. Naomi Banks is here.
Woo.
How are you, babes?
I'm great, thank you, sweet.
Good, good. You like that song? You were singing along. You're a fan
yes.
of Arlo Parks?
I just discovered her last week.
She's
yes.
great. She's a real up and comer.
She's on my 2 to 3 songs that I play on repeat for a week.
Yeah. Literally, I play. So she hasn't really released like that much. So it's quite frustrating because I'm just playing like the 5 songs she's released
I love
over
that
and over
we
again.
Can fully appreciate them. Before,
yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
More.
But I feel like there's going to be a big drop this year.
I'm looking forward to it.
welcome back. Last time I saw you, it was just before you did Laylo.
Yeah.
Your headline sold out show.
Yeah.
Tell me how it went.
Oh, it was so fun. I had such a good time. Tons of people came. It was great.
Sick.
And yeah, had a great night out afterwards.
Laylo was
Ate
very
some
fun.
Pizza. Yeah, it was great.
In fact, my friend Robin is the manager. And he, you probably met him because he's an amazing dancer.
Oh, sick.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a good vibe there. I've
yeah,
been there many times.
It. That was the first time I'd been.
Oh, it's
I,
a lot of fun.
I haven't even heard of it before.
But you enjoyed it? Like, what went
yeah,
down?
Was
How was
wicked.
The set?
Yeah, it was all fine. Didn't fuck up too much.
So, the dream.
Yeah, it was great. And yeah, no, it was the fans did that. All of the audience there made loads of content for us, took loads of videos
oh,
and sent
great.
Them all in. And then we kind of like mashed them all together and stuff. So that was fun.
Oh, nice. And what have you been up to since then? How's 2020 treating you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Just been working on, I couldn't decide on the next single. So I've written so many things. Ooh. We've just made a decision. So that's going to be out next month.
That must be really hard if you're like, if you've got like a few songs that you really, really like, how
well,
does, what do you do when that happens?
Like, do you know what? It's not that. It's that I like all of them, but none of them really cut it for me. Like, or I play something for a week and then I'm kind of over it. So, yeah, it's hard because my producer and I have about 100 finished songs.
Oh my God.
That we've just been like, nah.
It does make you think though, doesn't it? Like the amount of songs that artists must have is like insane.
I know,
no one will ever hear.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
It's like, I would love to like break into the vaults of some of those.
And you sometimes not? You hear of the hit being one that they almost didn't put on the album.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's always that way,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it tends to be the ones that you, as the artist, aren't that keen on. Weirdly, it's like...
Well, the only song that I've done that has like gone all right was one that I wasn't that into at the release.
It's
then,
really weird, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's I like it now, but for ages I was not keen on putting it out.
And Stay Away is your latest single.
It is indeed,
The
yeah.
follow-up to Hearts, which is what we talked about when you were last here.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about it. This one's quite a laid-back, soul-y vibe.
Yes, a bit more chill, isn't it?
Tell me a bit about it, though.
Well, it's just about a relationship that I was in.
Yeah.
Where I knew she was pretty toxic.
Yeah.
And it turns out she was.
Your intuition is usually right.
Well, I had a lot of people warning me.
It's like, your intuition is, and you were like, no, people were literally telling
I've
me to get the fuck out of there.
I've got terrible intuition, so my friends are quite okay with telling me if I'm in the wrong crowds. But yeah, I kind of...
But I think there's something to be said for like ignoring. I think we all ignore our intuition, especially when it comes to love. It's like, even if the red flags are like, woo, 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 you're
I
like,
know.
Oh, but she's great.
Well,
like,
that's basically what the song is about. No, it's a bad idea. But yeah, just gonna carry on.
Oh, hun, we've all been there. We have all been there. But it kind of makes it a bit better that you can write songs about it, no?
Yeah, yeah. Just about.
Does
yeah.
she know you've written a song about her?
Well, it was actually about, I actually wrote it whilst we were still together, and it was about sort of apprehending that things might go wrong.
Oh my
and
God,
then,
lol!
So she knew the song, and then they did, and then we broke up, and then I released it. So it was a kind of very, I have a very different view on the song now as I did at the time.
Yeah, of course, of course. Mm. And also, tell me about your new panpipe career, because I saw you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Panpiping.
Yeah. Well, I've just been, you know, getting into some world instruments.
It's here
been,
for
I'm,
it.
I'm buying a hang drum soon as well.
What's that?
You know, like those things that look like a little UFO.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they've got all the pitch. It's like a pitch drum, and they've got weird tones, weird scales.
Is this going to incorporate it into your live sets?
Well, I hope so.
Sick.
We'll see. It might be rubbish at it.
Get the triangle as well. That's always.
Oh, I've got a triangle and a cowbell, xylophone.
Sorry.
I'm sorted.
It's quite rude of me to think that you wouldn't have a triangle.
Of course, babe.
I feel like it's my go-to, the triangle. It was like a very fun instrument to play at school. And when I say fun, I mean just nothing. You didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Woodblock, what's that?
oh, it's like a little, it's literally a piece of wood. You get a little beat, I used to play it in primary school.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time.
The things that they made us do. Just bang on this. Bang on this.
Be quiet. Bang this with a stick.
Bang this with a stick and you're going to make some beautiful music. I mean, definitely you're probably making more beautiful music than what I was making when I was banging on those. But, you know, we live and we learn. So what's the plan for the rest of the year? What have you got coming up?
Well, I'm planning on releasing a couple more singles and then maybe looking at an EP later on in the year.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing a bit less gigging this year. Yeah. But we'll see how festivals and stuff go.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, just going to be like doing tons of writing, just enjoying London life.
And what is your writing vibe? Like, do you get in the studio or do you sit at home and write? Like, how does it work for you?
It depends. A lot of producers will send me a track and then I'll write a top line over it. But the ones that I usually end up releasing as my own stuff are usually things that I've sort of sat down at a piano or a guitar and written them and then sent them to somebody to do the production on.
Do you have any producers that you're like, that are your go-to?
Yeah, Dieter Gickel is the guy who's produced everything except for the last track.
And what is it about him that you vibe with so much?
Well, just we kind of like got in a studio about 3-4 years ago, mm-hmm. and he was doing EDM and I was a jazz singer, and we just sort of met up every week and just sort of made fucking weird music for ages, and then eventually kind of got to where we're at now. And because he's been a huge part of my journey and sort of finding my style, then I just like to sort of keep him with me.
And I guess that's a trust as well that you have with someone, because it's quite a vulnerable place, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And also it's like he knows me so well, so if we want to write something about it, I can always tell him the full story, and you know, I can tell him everything, so that makes it much. And also when I am just kind of trying to make weird production noises with my mouth, he knows what I mean. And
I would love to be a fly on the wall. The amount of stories that producers and writers and topliners must hear about, you know, like Selena Gomez breaking up with Justin Bieber or whatever, like the stories, mm-hmm. it's like people, you have to be brutally honest, don't you, in the studio, because otherwise you can't get it out. And it usually is, I wonder if they all have to sign like non-disclosure agreements and stuff, because that is quite intimate.
Yeah, because like, usually when you get in a session with somebody, it's just like, so what's been happening in your life? You just tell them everything and you've only known them for 5 minutes.
I mean, I do that with everybody anyway. Well, like, I'm just like, here's my life story. I don't know why I've just told you, but there it is. Right there, laid out. Do you ever feel awkward and weird doing that?
Initially, yeah, but it didn't take me long to get over it. And everyone's always so lovely, so it's just like nice little chat. Then,
yeah, because you wouldn't feel like you could release, could you? Like release that kind of emotion if they were not friendly and not.
Yeah, if I didn't feel like I could talk to them properly about what I wanted to write, then yeah, I wouldn't be into it. And I have had sessions with people where they just kind of want to write anything and just be done with it.
Yeah.
So it's like it depends who you're working with.
Yeah,
and that's why I stick with Dieter, because I know that it's like
a vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you bring it out in each other as well, mm-hmm. like it's that's an important thing to be able to achieve, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about other artists? Like, is there anyone that's really inspired? I mean, you said you're really fan of Arlo Parks, but only recently. But
oh yeah,
is there any other artists that you're like?
I really like Doja Cat.
Oh, I'm also playing her on the show today.
Oh wow, okay, I really like, and that Say So one,
yeah,
is great. I love that. And Juicy, she's great.
She came out from doing that song about cows, didn't she? Did you know that?
No.
Oh my God, did you not know that?
No, but I was with someone today who said that he organised a show for her and she dressed as a cow for it.
Okay, so she released a song called something like Bitch I'm a Cow, and it's literally like Bitch I'm a cow. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So
I didn't know that was her.
Yep.
Oh, okay, because I went quite far back and I was looking at the music that she released like
feel like I'm second guessing myself,
but she's been releasing stuff for like 6 years now.
No, I'm right. I am right. Moo. The song's called Moo.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. When was that? When did that come out?
A couple of years ago, I think. 2017, maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, 2018. But the lyrics are just next level. Literally, it's just unreal.
Do a dramatic reading.
Got milk, bitch. Got beef. Got steak, ho. Got cheese. Grade A ho, not lean. Got me A1 sauce, please.
Oh,
I mean,
love her.
You should get in the studio with her. Then there's just 17 Bitch I'm a Cows. I don't say meow. Rhyming. Rhyming.
Love that.
Imagine if you and Doja Cat did a song. What animal would you want to do a song about?
Ooh, mm-hmm. Oh, that is a good question.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've just caught an eye.
Like an alpaca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that would be
soft.
My, yeah.
Alpacas are. I think, because people always wear alpaca jumpers.
Oh, they sure do.
Sorry, I just got distracted by a lyric which is, tipping on his dick, I see the chickens in the pens.
Well, well. I was listening to a Nicki Minaj and Little Mix the other day, and I'm sure Nicki Minaj says, my daddy is Indian, all is curry. I was like, is that legit, the lyric that she has just...
I think that is the lyric.
God, they just write anything.
Sometimes it's confusing. It is confusing to hear the songs. There is a song that's out at the moment, Don't Rush. And I swear that, I think it's Young Teal Bugsy says, Gucci My Mum. And I was like, what's Gucci My Mum?
We're not down with the kids anymore.
Gucci My Mum. Yeah, I'm just old. But I want to, like, how does one Gucci My Mum?
Did you find out what it meant?
No. I've just—it's just a thought that came through my mind, and now you've just reminded me of it. I think you should go forth and write a song about an alpaca.
All right, I'll work on it as soon as I get home today.
Soft is a word that you could probably use in the song.
Yeah, let's get it.
Jumpers,
fluffy maybe,
turtlenecks, socks.
Yeah, we've got a lot to work on.
Yeah, I don't know anything else about alpacas, sadly. But
it's all right, I'll give it a little Google.
Okay, yeah. I mean, look, the world's your oyster. You've got Google, you've got Ask Jeeves, or whatever else is going on. So let me know. Tell me, when is the next song going to come out? I know, obviously, Stay Away is your latest one, but...
I actually don't know, but next month.
Oh, so not that long.
No, and I've got a gig at the Ned as well.
Oh,
the,
lovely.
On the 12th, which will be my own stuff. It's 3 45-minute sets, so that might be a bit exhausting. I don't advise coming to all of them.
My friend Johnny, my friend Johnny is the person who books that. So say,
Johnny,
say hi to him.
Okay.
When you go.
Yeah, I did loads there at Christmas.
Oh, and sick. Like, yeah, it's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, we were doing Christmas sing-alongs. So everyone was so wasted. They loved it.
Oh, dreams. I love Christmas sing-alongs. I did one in Columbia Road outside.
Oh, nice.
With the Guinness. It was brilliant.
I know, people... Jingle Bells comes on and they all go mental. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah, let's get lit and sing Jingle Bells. Well, I'm excited for the new single. Good luck trying to cipher through 100 songs.
Thanks.
Yeah, like, I don't envy you of that, but I'm sure they're all fantastic. And we're going to play Stay Away. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. It's just a great day today. I feel like Thursdays are always an exciting day because for most people, tomorrow is the end of their week.
Oh,
for me, my never week never started. I mean, are you working all this weekend?
This weekend, I've not got that much, but usually
you're a weekend
Fridays
girl.
And Saturdays are the most work.
Oh.
So I chill in the week.
Oh, nice. Well, I just chill all the time. I literally do nothing. All right, Stay Away. Naomi, can you introduce it for me, please, babe?
This is Stay Away.
Ooh, beautiful.
Lying on my left hand side, couldn't get up if I tried. After what you did last night, riding with my appetite, I couldn't try to turn my back when you f- with me. With your face like that, all you say is all I do. Dragged right in with one taste of you. They tell me, stay away from you, stay away from you. Shouldn't play with you. Betray you, manipulate you, but I don't mind if you do. I don't mind if you do. Won't dare let a good thing go. I'm still here in spite of all I know. History you can't let show. Even when you could, you don't. I hear their words, they may be true, but I'll sit tight till I see proof. I'd leave and run.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Bit of Doja Cat for you. Say so. Really like her. Really like her a lot. Naomi Banks, lovely chat. Lovely jubbly. It's been a nice show so far. Now, I'm going to play a song in a minute by a girl called Juice Menace, and it's called Bound to Fit. It's only been out for like 5 days or so. Oh no, like, I think about a week now. 33k it got in 5 days. People are absolutely loving this. Nat popped it on the playlist for this week, and I'm really excited to play it for you guys. The video is out on GRM Daily as well, so go and check it out. But I feel like this girl's going to be big this year. It's going to be a big one. You know, on this show, we always give you the premonitions of who's going to be big for next year. So do listen, because we tell you the good stuff, all right? Before that, though, I wanted to talk to you about a little charity gig that's happening with the wonderful Deborah Frances White, who I've interviewed before, actually, and she's a wonderful woman. Insanely funny, like, to the point where it was actually very difficult to interview her, because I was laughing to the point of hysteria. It's called The Power of Humanity, and it's an evening of music and comedy in aid of the victims of the Australian bushfires. And Deborah is actually Australian. I think she was born and raised there, but she's lived in England for ages and ages and ages. And she's just wonderful. If you don't listen to the Guilty Feminist podcast, I would really recommend giving it a go. The premise of the podcast, if you don't know, is sort of talking about that idea of trying to be a feminist, your best feminist, but there are always going to be things that you don't do, the things that are a little bit anti-feminist or a little bit not quite feminist enough. And it's kind of allowing, it's like leaving some breathing space to actually be a human being, and you don't have to be 150% feminist all the time. And that's, why I really like it, because it's not throwing anything down your throat. It's just a really great conversation about so many different things that aren't really talked about, or at least they are talked about, but not enough. So if you like that kind of thing, get down to the Clapham Grand on Wednesday, January 29th at 7:30. The tickets are only £25, no booking fees, and they're available at www.claphamgrand.com. Also, what are booking fees? They really annoy me when you're like buying something and then you're like, oh, it's like £15 just for the pleasure. It's like, get out of here. I don't want to pay you for the fact that I've had to click on your website and buy these tickets. It's very annoying. So it's a massive positive that there's no booking fees, because they really enrage me, as you can tell. Performers on the night, Juliet Burton, Yuriko Katani, Alexis Dubas. There's so many people playing. Dr. Naomi Paxton. Loads of drag prov. I really want to go to this. Scrummy Mummies. And the Clapham Grand has donated the venue free of charge, and ticketing company Dice will also donate all booking fees generated to the Australian Red Cross. Oh, wait, there is booking fees. I'm confused now. Either way, it's all going to charity, so don't worry about it. Australian bushfires have been burning since September, and they are still going, so we shouldn't forget about this, because it's estimated 72,000 square miles have been destroyed. That's literally like the whole of the UK in space has been destroyed. And I heard the other day that it's killed so many koalas that it's put them on a near extinction level. 36.5 million pounds worth of damages, and it's killed at least 29 people, and a billion animals have been killed. It's just, it makes my eyes water. So if you like comedy and you like having fun and you enjoy hearing intelligent people talk about interesting stuff and make you laugh, go down to the Power of Humanity, pay £25 on the 29th of Jan at 7:30, www.claphamgrand.com. Please support. Or if you can't go, just go and give for £5 or £25 or £35 or however much you can afford to the bushfires. I know that there's so many different places you can donate. There's something called Wires, which is for the animals, I know. And off the top of my head, Red Cross. And there's loads of places. You can have a look on Google and see what one fits you best. So yeah, go to that. Right. Now, moving on to something totally different, right? Okay. So this has happened before. Ariana Grande is getting sued again. Or at least someone is accusing her of allegedly plagiarising Seven Rings. Now, this is not the first time this has happened, because Princess Nokia previously claimed that it sounded very similar to her track Mine. But I don't know if she actually sued her. But now there's a guy called Josh Stone, not to be confused with the woman Joss Stone from England. This is Josh Stone, who is a rapper who has created a track. Sorry, he released a track called You Need It, I Got It. There you go. You Need It, I Got It. And I feel like this has probably got his song a lot of plays. It's got about just over 150,000. He released it in 2017. I think his name is pronounced Josh.Stone. It's on a track with G-Unit artist Uncle Murder, produced by Josh.Stone, Lenny Grant and Vex Madison. Now, I want you to have a listen. We've put together a little back to back to see what you think. Let's have a listen first and discuss.
I got it. You want it? I got it. You need it? I got it. It's all for the profit.
I mean, it is literally the same, but I don't know if it's copying, because I feel like it's like quite an. I feel like I've heard. I think everyone says, like, you want it, I've got it. Like, I feel that that's... Is that not something that people say? I don't know, because now my mind heard Seven Rings first. But it is, like, now I'm listening to it back to back, it is literally exactly the same, isn't it? But it's just a slightly less good version of Ariana Grande's one. But listen, if you want to try and go against one of the most successful pop stars on the planet to get some money, why not? Let's have a listen again. I want to see. I just can't.
I want it. I got it. I want it.
I got it. You want it? I got it. You need it? I got it. It's all for the profit.
Because the thing is, I don't think it sounds the same. It's just like really similar words. I can't. Basically, it is really similar, but I feel like there's a lot of people who've done that before. You want it? I got it. But then maybe that's because my mind has been clouded by Ariana Grande. I wonder if she'll win. I think a lot of artists just be like, yeah, here's 100 grand. Shut up. Which, to be fair, I would take in a heartbeat. Don't know about Josh Stone. Don't know either about Joss Stone. Don't know what she would think, because there was a bit of a rigmarole when we were all talking about this in the studio, because the girls thought that I'd said Joss Stone is suing. No, firstly, they thought I'd said that Ariana Grande was suing Joss Stone, as in that. It's all very confusing. Joss Stone, who doesn't wear shoes a lot and toured every country in the world, is not being sued, or is not suing Ariana Grande, as far as I know. But we got all very confused in the office. And then everyone thought that Ariana Grande was suing Josh Stone. She's not. I don't know why she would. She probably hasn't got the time. She's too busy licking donuts. Josh Stone is suing Ariana Grande, because you've just heard it here. Their songs are very similar. And I feel like my mind's melting when I listen to the two of them, because I can't work out if I like agree or not. Because it's just a common phrase. You want it, I got it. Or is it? I don't know. I can't work it out. I wish I could unhear Seven Rings Forever. I mean, not literally, because it's a great song, but it's all very confusing. But let's see. He might win. He might win and get loads and loads of money, which will be great for him. And now I'm going to play that new song that I promised you by Juice Menace. Go and check her out. This song has got the listens are going up and up and up and up. I think it's going to be a big year for her. It's called Bound to Fit.
Don't bling, no eyes start ringing a cell, they sing like pussy. They ain't built for the trap, or they sit my watch, man get slugged in a bookies. Put your hand in a bag, two packs, that's a rap, bro, bro, right there, got the goodies. Just brag, won't splash, went pale at the gash, how I know little bro was a rookie. Jay, how you look so cute, face like a box of puppies. Tell a man, just watch where you step, I don't wanna get my J's all mucky. Draw drop like her, how you step so clean, well you know that my bro's too pluggy. And they love me, so everywhere I go, well you know that a man's been comfy. Drop me the Addy, I'm on my way, hop in the Uber, straight from the bay. Vision on tunnel, so get out the way. I'm more a place where you cannot stay. Swear it's a mazza, I'm at the plaza. Trappers are suited and they're looking dapper. Stop all the chatter, who got the dagger? Gunning for me, what the fuck, I'm so flat. Kill the line, don't blink, no eyes start ringing a cell, they sing like pussy. They ain't built for the trap, or they sit mag, watch man get slugged in the bookies. Put your hand in a bag, two packs, that's a rap, bro, bro, right there, got the goodies. Just brag, won't splash, went pale at the gash, how I know little bro was a rookie. I pre-order the racket, bet they won't back it. Hand on my waist and he's itching to grab it. Still on the bench, cause I bet you can't manage me. I pull up when I fuck up the traffic. They hand out smoke, they just hand out jewels. Blocks on dark, cause they rob that food. I like Mac 10s, that's big boy tools. I was in a booth, I was like, fuck school. Work hard, live later. Chase that paper. Fuck saving, man, I make it later. Indirects, man, fuck them haters. Count this P, then I build them flavors. No favors, man, I pray to the Lord, my savior. I done peeped, I was sat with traitors. Like a red man's mind, Xavier. Kill a line, don't blink, no eyes start ringing a cell. They sing like pussy. They ain't built for the trap, or they sit mag. Watch man get slugged in the bookies. Put your hand in a bag, two packs, that's a rap, bro, bro, right there, got the goodies. Just brag, won't splash, went pale at the gash, how I know little bro was a rookie. Kill a line, don't blink, no eyes start ringing a cell, they sing like pussy. They ain't built for the trap, or they sit mag, watch man get slugged in the bookies. Put your hand in a bag, two packs, that's a rap, bro, bro, right there, got the goodies. Just brag, won't splash, went pale at the gash, how I know little bro was a rookie.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Am I or you the ones who are victims of the system? Is it I and you? I don't know if it's true. From made of stone, stick bricks per stick in a lot of styrofoam. I built a castle from the world's rubble, my own bubble away from the trouble. Climate change, it's hard to get hotter. We can't maintain the way we use water. We're running out of time, it's official.
time to stop being so superficial. I miss you when I build my own empire. BBC pipes, glue and barbed wire. I kick the door shut, I'm whacking it now. I call it freedom, you're staying stuck in jail. I hate me if you don't agree. Y'all see I'm like a mannequin. No, no, I'm not wrong. I've been going in 5-4. Am I or you the ones who are the victims of the system? Is it I and you? I don't know if it's true. Am I or you the ones who are the victims of the system? Is it I and you? Another run my board through the brain dead nation. Ducking and diving, swerving and running. I'm losing my mind, but still we can't go back to when the jeans that slack. Bumper tunes from the boom bust like that. PC boy black flag, probably killing me. Yeah, it's true that time can't wind back. But if you could, would you change a fit? Am I or you the ones who are the victims of the system? Is it I and you? I don't know if it's true. Am I or you the ones who are the victims of the system? Is it I and you? I don't know if it's true. Am I or you the ones who are the victims of the system? Is it I and you? I don't know. Am I or you the ones who are the victims of the system? Is it I and you? I don't know if it's true.
Rat boy, victim of the system. Como's in the studio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are live and direct. How's it going?
Yes, yes, y'all.
Come on, come on. Excited to be here, man.
I'm excited to have you. Your energy is lovely on a Thursday.
It's so important, man. Like, just now I came in. You guys gave me some green tea. That's all I need. That's
and you're like pinging now because it's like that energy.
Proper you got, buzzing.
It's a slow burn energy that you're going to have all day long now.
You're not going to be able to sleep.
But
at
listen.
At all.
Not at all. But you're here for it. I feel like you're the kind of guy that doesn't sleep that much.
You know what it is, yeah? You see, I work at night. You know, it's crazy you say that. So I go to the gym, and the idea is when I finish the gym, I go home and I'm meant to sleep, but it never happens. More time, 3 o'clock, I'm still awake.
Oh, no,
looking
that's
at the ceiling,
stressful.
Looking at the ceiling.
But so then you I might as well get up and work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I just start working. I just start recording some music or get in the studio or whatever, you know? So, yeah, that's how it goes, man.
You're a late night lad.
Yeah, you could call it that.
So, Do the Most is your latest Afrobeats banger.
Absolutely.
It's
Thank
got a sick beat.
Yeah, yeah. So, Do the Most, produced by Ayo Beats. Who's your mate?
Like regular collaborator?
Yeah, he's been working with for a long time.
And
man.
Of course, like worked with Wiley Labyrinth, Freddo,
all
like
those guys. Yeah. All of them. So yeah, now Do the Most is one of those bangers, man. It's it derived from you know the popular Zanku dance in Nigeria. So which is where I'm from originally. Yeah. But obviously I'm based in London. Mm-hmm. But
How long have you been in London?
From when I was young, man. Yeah. Like I think I moved there at the age of like 11, 12. So yeah, I've been there all my life, to be fair.
Yeah,
but now I'm on a mission at the moment to kind of reconnect with where I'm from originally, mm-hmm, as well. So yeah, got a lot of stuff coming up this year, man. It's going to be very exciting.
For that first sort of 10, 11 years when you were in Nigeria, how, yeah, like you say, the Zanku dance, which by the way, to everyone listening, we're going to have a little dance in the studio.
Come on, let's
will
do
you
it.
Teach? Will you in a minute? Will you attempt to teach me?
Why not? Why not?
Ugh, I'm up
for
wait.
It. I'm up for it.
I'm a really bad dancer. That's what everyone was saying.
Listen, anyone can dance it. As long as you do your 1-2 step, you can do it.
No, so
we're
not
good.
Really.
We're good. You can't do the 1-2 step?
We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
But tell me a little bit about sort of, I know it's difficult to remember, obviously,
yeah, yeah,
when you're 11, but you know, that must have shaped you musically.
Indeed. So, you know, I grew up listening to some of the legends back in Africa. You know, we're talking about, you know, I can name the names forever, but I could talk about the main one, which is Fela Kuti. And yeah. So he's the father and founder of Afrobeats.
I feel like you've talked about him before. I've seen you speak about him before.
Yeah, absolutely. And funny enough, I've performed his show called Celebration.
Wow.
So one of them was actually, one of them was actually at an Indigo 2 back in October, which was crazy. So like 2,000 people. It was mad. Just paying homage to him. So yeah, you know, coming from Nigeria, coming from Africa is, you know, is something that definitely inspires and you know, shapes my sound, should I say. Mm-hmm. You know, the last projects I released was some more of an Afro swing kind of project, but mm-hmm. now I'm going deeper Afrobeats now.
Okay.
I just want to wear the coat properly, man. You know, I want to make sure everyone gets to know about Afrobeats.
Yeah, and yeah. I think it's something that's like taking over. Like,
it is.
I mean, the whole, it's so exciting, I think, to bring all of your cultural experience and what you've, you know, because as you say, you moved here at age 11 and then you got to suck up all of the culture in London and like what that does musically, and then merging the two is just...
It's crazy. So, you know, sometimes, even when you listen to Do The Most, you see me almost rapping like I was a gram artist, but in my sort of dialect, if you get where I'm coming from, in broken English, all of that stuff. So it's very important, you know, and I love, and I always call it best of both worlds, you know, being from there, living there, being here as well. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing, absolutely.
And how did you and AO Beats sort of start working together? Where did that all begin?
I think that started back in 2014, if I'm correct, and it just started as, let's make a song together, and now we're just brothers, like we can't leave each other. Right now he's in LA. I was meant to actually be in LA with him right now, but
well, thanks for being here
do you know what I mean? Absolutely. So yeah, so you know, AO Beast is my brother, man. Like, we've been making tunes forever now. We got a whole project coming out. He done my last project and he's doing my next project and probably my next project. So
what do you think it is about him that you just vibe so hard with?
Do you know what it is? As a producer and as an artist, I rate him so much.
Yeah.
Do you know I'm coming from?
Which
I have so
important.
Much respect for him. So even till today, even though he's like my brother, I still sit there and I'm amazed by the things that he can do within, I don't know, 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Right in front of me. And, you know, from studio to stage to studio to go and, you know what I mean, deal with everything else you need to do. So, I think that's what it is. I think it's the fact that I actually proper rate him as a person and as an artist and as a producer. And not only that, it's also like a Nigerian brother. So, yeah, we understand each other a lot more deeper.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, yeah. And it's nice when you find that. You're lucky,
man.
Like, it's important.
Very tough.
Yeah, it's a hard one. So tell me a little bit about... actually, I was going to talk to you about... Now, am I pronouncing this correctly? Yoruba, which is your...
Yoruba.
I knew I'd pronounce it wrong.
It's cool.
Which is your native language.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that, because you obviously rap like, how... Because that is, I mean, that's just amazing in itself. But in terms of like the dual dialect, which is a lot of music right now is bringing that in, which is awesome because it's teaching a lot of young people about different cultures and about different sounds and the way people speak. But why was it important for you to
For me, you know, so you see, when I moved here at the age of 11, you know, I was like, when I was in secondary school and stuff, it wasn't so cool to be from Africa. You know, everyone wanted to be from Jamaica. Everyone wanted to be from all these other places. Which are really cool too, don't get me wrong. But, you know, almost like now, obviously thankful to, you know, the culture, the music, the food, everything is like super cool now to be African. Do you know where I'm coming from? And obviously my mission is to basically expose the people in a diaspora to that a lot more. Do you know where I'm coming from? And just let them know about where I'm from, what inspires me, you know, the sound, the music. You know, if you go on my socials, I share everything, man. You know, if I'm eating my African food, I'm sharing that, whatever, you know. And I've always been that kind of guy anyways. Like, I've always been proud of where I'm from. You know, even when I moved there, my accent went not that great. Do you know where I'm coming from? Everyone used to take the piss, but it is what it is. You know, now they're the people sharing my stuff. You know, they're the people coming to know my stuff.
Exactly.
Which is amazing. Where it's so cool now that, oh my God, you're speaking your language. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do.
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Take it.
So, right. You're going to teach... Because you're a natural dancer. Have you always been a natural dancer?
You know
dancer?
What? I wouldn't go that far. I just know how to pop my body a little bit. Do you know what I mean? That's a bit too much info.
So, Zanku is... It looks complicated to me.
Do you know what it is? It's a dance started by an artist in Nigeria called Zlatan. Mm-hmm. Made popular by anyways. And it's just blown off, man. It's been going off for the last 2 years now, and it's still going on till today.
Okay.
So it's crazy. So what a big artists that you might know of from Afrobeats, like the Wizkids and the Davido, everyone is doing it.
Yeah.
You know, Burna Boy, everyone is doing it, and you know, I'm doing my thing as well. My own, I don't, you know, some people might argue my Zanku is probably not the Zanku that they know.
It's Como's Zanku.
It's Como's Zanku. That's what that matters.
Yeah. So can you show me a bit of Como's Zanku, please?
Are you sure? Yeah. You're going to do this?
I'm sure.
Only if you do it with me, though.
I'm going to do it with you. I want to watch first, though.
You want to watch first?
Because
right,
I feel
this.
Like the vibe is going to be right. Okay. So Como, I'm going to pull up the mic there as well. Okay. Oh wow, you're coming round. Yeah, come on. He's coming round to my mic now.
Literally like one leg up, one leg up. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Show me.
Okay, we're doing it in the studio. We're doing it. It's like an up and down. Pop, come closer to this mic for me, babe, when you're talking.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So it's literally like a 1-2 step with like.
And the only thing
feet.
I can like, the only thing that I can. Hold on, I'm going to move this chair.
Yep.
The only thing I can really ascribe it to is it's sort of, in a way, Irish dancing, which is the heel toe, heel
absolutely,
toe, heel
absolutely,
toe.
Absolutely. So it's like. One of those sorts.
Okay.
I've got a lot of family in Ireland. So
okay.
Yeah,
oh, do you?
About. Yeah.
So that's why you've got the flex. Okay. So for everyone listening at home, we're going. So, do it again.
So it's one. So before
tip-toe.
This goes down.
Right.
This is already up.
Okay.
So, yeah. Two.
So I feel one, like I two, look like an one, idiot. Oh my God, we're going for it. We're going for it. We're going for it. We're going for it.
She's doing the Irish show more than anything else.
Okay, listen, I'm doing my best, Como.
Of course you are, but I love it. You're doing really well.
You've got the flex, I've got the not flex.
You still got it, girl.
No,
still
you
got it.
You know I don't
no,
have
you
it.
Got it.
You
got
know
it.
I don't
I'll
have it.
I'll put you my video any day.
Yeah? Oh my God, Como's going to put me in the video. I am gassed. Come am on. I going to be just the person in the video that everyone's like, lol, she can't do it?
No, not really. You're going to do it with me.
Right, so for everyone at home, if you want to try,
the Zanku.
Like, it's, well, it's not the Zanku, it's Como Zanku.
It's Como Zanku, I like that one there.
You've got to get very light on your feet, but also not so light that it's Irish dancing.
No.
It's still got to have the energy and the power. Make sure that your mum's not downstairs underneath you because
you
she's
are
going to
wake everyone up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out my neighbour, Tracy. Always. Junior,
like,
Como, what are you doing?
Banging on
banging when
does
I'm practicing.
Does she call you Junior?
Well, yeah.
Oh my God, that is so cute. I love that.
That's my name.
I love that.
I just said that out loud.
It's all right. No one needs to know. But I love.
So good.
But I love that you have a close relationship with her, where she can bang on your ceiling and be like, "Shut up."
She would just text me. Junior, yep, are you dancing again? Yeah, sorry, Trey.
But you've got to reply and be like, babe, this is my vibe.
This is my career, this is my life.
Tell me about what 2020 has got in store for you,
2020
babe.
Is so exciting, man. So it was a nice close to 2019. So this Do The Most we're talking about right now even got picked up by Puma. They used it in one of the adverts, which was pretty amazing.
Sick.
Shout out Corey D. Lyon on that. She was dancing in that as well, which is amazing. So that's kind of kickstart a lot of stuff. So I got a whole EP coming out.
Yes, boy.
A whole EP. Also, traveling to Nigeria in March.
Yep.
And we got a lot of stuff going on there, man. I mean,
do you go regularly? Or
I want to start going regularly. Yep. So last year I was only there once.
Yep. Which is still, it's a long way away.
It is, about 6 hours flight. So, but this year, back there, doing a headline show out there,
yes,
which is
going to
be crazy. I'm actually doing it at the House of Fela Kuti.
Wow.
Where he's buried. So technically his bones is still there.
And that's such a nice thing for you, because being such a fan and like, you know.
Yeah, and he's the father. Do you know where I'm coming from? So doing one of them there, then when I come down to London, got the second leg. So we got brand new music coming out by the end of February. Can't really say the name yet, but we got video, the Ocean Bank, coming out. It's going to be crazy.
Yes, yes.
Just this year's, you know what? This year is just a year for me to just showcase myself, show people what I'm really about, and me sort of embracing that Afrobeat sound and my culture and where I'm from a lot more. So I just want to showcase that.
In terms of that, I'm just interested to know, because I've been talking today about the Wiley Stormzy beef and all that. And I'm just, like, you're talking about your heroes and the kind of Afrobeats culture and who brought you into it and how much homage you pay to them.
Yep, yep.
What's your vibe?
What take on the whole thing?
On grime beef, like, because we all know it's grime beef and that's where grime originated.
Of course.
But in terms of you as an artist, I'm interested to know like what your thoughts are. Do you think it's a bit of fun, or do you think it's?
I think it's more than fun. It's not even fun. It's so important for the culture. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
that's what it is, you know. Listen, not to really say most musics that are going on now, it's a bit of everything, you know, but grime is UK, grime is London. Do you know I'm coming from? East London. Like, it is so important what those guys did. They don't even understand it. You could hear, you could hear Stormzy himself saying it, that, well, it was amazing, because regardless of what we say about the beef, Wiley hit out of that, Stormzy hit out of that. Stormzy's still staying relevant with everyone and what's going on, because obviously the kind of sound that it's doing now, it's a bit more wild, but now it's still showing us that, you know what, I could still jump on the mic and do my thing in 24 hours. Wiley's the godfather anyway, so regardless, he's the father, he's just taking whatever is coming to him. Do you know where I'm coming from? He don't care. He's just doing it for the culture, because regardless, he's opening more doors for the rest of the people that are coming, like Reese West and all these other guys, like grime people pushing the sub 10, double S, all these people pushing it. That's opening the door for them more, because now more audience have actually said, so is this what grime is really about?
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
But the funny thing is, like you just touched on there, was that I think a lot of people, there's this weird thing, and I want to know what your opinion is on this too, like, people are like, oh, Stormzy is commercial, is a sellout. Number one, like he, I saw an interview, I think we probably watched the same one, where he talked about it, and he was like, everyone, there were loads of people that thought I couldn't spit.
Yeah.
That is what I am. Like,
of course,
it's who I am.
That's where I come from.
But also, I want a hit record. I want a number one. And that's why. So,
what are we doing this for?
Yeah,
you know,
don't
get me wrong. I'm doing my music. Yes, I want to showcase Afro beats. But yeah,
but you're doing your own thing.
My own thing. Do you know where I'm coming from? And I want to sell. You know, I want to be on the charts one day. My aim is to put Afro beats on the chart one day. And I don't care if Tom, Dick and Harry says, you're selling out. You could go and argue with your mum. Do you know what I mean? I have no patience for people like that, because it's not cheap to do what we do.
No.
We sacrifice a lot in our life to do what we do. Stormzy himself has done that. Mm-hmm. He sacrificed a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm currently and still sacrificing a lot.
And you
to
need
do
to.
This.
Yeah.
So you have to do what you have to do sometimes to reach the global mass. Then afterwards, you bring them down to what you're doing. It's as simple as that.
It was a lot of fun to watch as well.
It was very fun. Like I said, it's the most exciting thing that I think has happened so far within the music scene.
And I think it's one of those things that people, it's taught a lot of people about the sort of history.
The grime.
Yeah.
And, you know, regardless, and I look at these things and I read it from a different level. So I started looking at all the other old videos of grime beefs, and you should have just seen the way the views have shot up. Like a good 500k, because there's now this Americans, Australians, and everyone's saying, whoa, what is this all about? Let me go and watch that. Do you know what I mean? Now they're seeing the Dizzy Rascals beef and
my God,
the Crazy Titch one, the Kano and the Skeptors one. Do you know what I'm coming? So, like I said, it's amazing for the culture generally, and it's also amazing for the black culture. You know, I think, because that's what we are, that's what we do, you know, and it's not no. That don't mean when Stormzy and Wiley see each other tomorrow, they're, you know, it's going to be beef. No, they're going to shake each other's hands.
Yeah, I think they're going to shake each other's hands, but I don't think they're going to hold each other's hands.
Probably not, because obviously some of the stuff that was said was quite...
Yeah, you can't bring someone's mum into it's too much.
It is too much, but... It is part of it.
It's part of it.
If you go and listen to the old school ones, that's what it's all about, but yeah. You know what I mean? But you never know. I might start Afrobeats.
Yeah, that's it.
I might start Afrobeats.
Come on, Tomo.
I'm gonna have to send for someone soon. You know what I mean?
Who would you send for if you were gonna?
You're a dangerous person. My mum warned me about you.
Yeah, no. She knows.
She warned me about people.
She knows.
So I can't really say much, but you never know. Pretty soon, like, you just hear it. I'll just post it on my socials.
Yes, Tomo.
Do you know what I mean? And it's not an odd feeling. It's just, look, 50 Cent has been doing that for years.
Do you know what I mean?
When you're at the top, you want to battle the guy at the top. You want to say, okay, right, what are you doing?
Let me test you.
Let me G-check you, you know?
Oh. Kermit's staying tight-lipped about who he's going to send for, but we'll see soon.
Cool.
Now, I've got a fun game for you.
Okay.
But it's a serious game.
All right.
So I'm going to put this on.
Ooh.
Komo, this is called Harriet's High Fives, okay?
Hey.
Do you want to hear my extra special jingle?
Let me hear it.
Harriet's High Fives.
Oh, that was quite quiet.
It's
but
really real. This should be televised.
You're damn right it should be. So in this game, I'm going to ask you five questions. You're up against other people, right? Because there are a lot of other people who've taken part in this game.
Right.
No one has ever got 5 out of 5. Oh, wait. Gosh. Did someone get 5 out of 5 recently? I think maybe they...
Hopefully not.
Lauren got 5 out of 5.
I'm probably going to
be
left.
Can you put up the stats, please? I can't hear what you... She's talking in my ear and I can't hear her. Right.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
In an article written in the Hype magazine, which one of these artists were mentioned as one of the artists your producer IO Beats has worked with?
Oh wow.
Tiny Temper, Labyrinth, or Stormzy?
Labyrinth.
Boom! He's already in there. Well done. First question right.
Cool.
Which date did you play Madiba in Switzerland? Was it 19th of October 2019, 17th of October 2019, or 20th of October 2019?
Jeez.
I know this is
19th.
Ooh. Correct! I better
get my social media out right now.
What was the date of your first... Oh, this is so hard. What is the date of your first Instagram post? 17th of August 2017, 16th of August 2016, or 16th of August 2017? Oh! I can't even remember what I posted yesterday, let alone the first ever post.
17th.
17th of August 2017. That's incorrect.
Oh.
It's the 16th of August 2017. 16th, so
you know,
close.
That was very close. That was very close.
All right. What number did your track Pull Up reach in the official top 10 Afrobeats charts on the 23rd of the 9th, 2017? Is it 10, 9, or 8?
Oh, my God. I don't think it's any of those. It's number 2. No. 9th.
So close. 10th. You're doing so well, though. You've still got two, and you've got one more.
Okay,
so you
cool.
need to get this
Let's
to
it.
Retain
Let's
your dignity.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's
Come
do
on.
It. Let's do
Como,
it.
Como, don't let me down.
I'm not.
In
I'm
an
ready.
Article written by Hypebeast about your video for Vibe and Ting, which one of these radio stations were mentioned as supporting you with your singles No Problem and Pull Up? Was it Capital Extra, BBC One, or Kiss 100?
BBC One Extra.
Capital Extra.
Oh my God.
Mate.
But everyone was supporting that though, so.
Yeah, I know, that's true. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
I'll
Thank
give you that
you.
One because they were
that.
All good. Like,
you know what? You had me shaking there. Look,
three
I'm proper
out of five,
sweating though.
Those.
I'm actually sweating.
You did very good.
Gosh,
I'm proud of
gosh,
you.
Gosh, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Como, it's been such a pleasure.
I appreciate you having me today. I really love your vibe, everything. You know what? Shout out Fuba Radio, man. All of that.
Oh,
all of that.
Oh, thank you, Como.
Mean?
And thank you for trying to teach a girl that can't dance to dance.
So good. So good. I'd like to watch that back. Hopefully, that was recorded.
I never want to watch
that.
It back again.
I
want to
watch it back. Yes, I've got a signal.
The Zanku. The Zanku does not deserve me ruining it.
Do your thing, man. We accept you both ways. So good.
Thanks, babe.
So good.
Hopefully the world doesn't think I'm a dick.
Not at all.
You are now on our list of people. You've got 3 out of 5. Come
okay.
In. Duckworth got 2
wow.
out of 5. So
wow.
at least you did better than him.
I got 3, so that's it.
You did
that's
better
it.
Than him, babe.
I'm leading for the boys right now. So.
And you did the same as Mayhem, NODB and Ruth Ann.
Come on.
But you did less good than Shane Lingo and Craze24 and loads of other people.
Next time. If I ever come down again, next time.
No, babe, you've only got one chance to play that game.
Yeah.
And it's done.
You see, I just feel like you're making a rule as we go.
That's very
you're
true.
You're just actually making it as we go.
Como, babe, I can't wait to hear more from you this year.
Thank you very
2020 is going to be
Thank
a big
you
one
so
for you, I
so much
think.
For having me.
Do the most. Do you want to introduce it for me?
Absolutely. So, it's your boy Como, a.k.a. Como Loma. And right now, you are listening to Fubia Radio. This is my single, Do The Most, Zanku To It. Let's go.
Don't let me Zanku To It, though.
Do The Most. Patterned. Omoy Dimuti Wole. Yeah, let me show you the pattern. Where do you do Oja Bata? Oh, I'm a lava Oja Bata. Toba Fejo Oya Japa. Kilo Shieno. Hello, Q Vibe Me, what fish Shieni? The Jola Niko Jolo, what demo? Ogweni Koshila Jare, while I do the most.
Do the most.
Do the most.
Do the most.
Kilo Shieton, the Gepo, say I do the most.
Do the most.
Like whoa, came with the gang and we keep it show. See a sweet one when they sit down for corner, approach her fast. No whoa, 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 like whoa. Baby girl, what is the matter? Now who come and disturb your matter? Baby girl, waiting the happen. Why you the fan face? She talks it. It took me 5 hours to make up. It took me 4 hours to dress up. It took me 3 hours to call my girlfriends to come to the house. I do link up. It took me 2 hours to get here. It took me 1 hour to queue up. Hey.
yeah, you've been through a lot, but life is too short. Baby girl, make we turn up, turn up. Yeah, let me show you the pattern. Where do you do Oja Bata? Oh, I'm a lava Oja Bata. Toba Fejo, Oja Japa. Kilo Shieno, Malaki vibe me, what fi Shieni. Ijo na Niko, Jolo, what demo. Ogbe Niko, Shila, Jare, while I do the most.
Do the most.
Do the most.
Do the most.
Kilo Shieto, Ndegrepo, say I do the most. Okay, Barra say Jabata code the Jupa and Barra Parry gone like everybody wanna parry. Hey, why you come here to be darling? Hey, Malo Bati, Wajet Party. Hey, shout out to I want them. Me don't get in me double double. Everything now double double. Pass me the glass, make a puppy bottle. Make with the jolly, make with the bubble. Hey, double double. Everything now double double. Pass me the glass, make a puppy bottle. Make with the jolly, make with the bubble. Bubble. Yeah, let me show you the pattern. Where do you do Oja Bata? Oh, I'm a lava Oja Bata. Toba Fejo, Oja Japa. Kilo Shieno, Malaki fight me, what fi Shieni. Ijo na Niko, Jolo, what demo. Ogbe Niko, Shila, Jare, while I do the most.
Do the most.
Do the most.
Do the most.
Kilo Shieto, Ndegepo, say I do the most.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got a legend of Ealing, Andrew Levy from the Brand New Heavies.
Hi guys.
What was it like working with Mr. Ronson?
It took me a year to realise that if I write him an email that's longer than 7 words, including not having my name underneath it or a hello on the top, he will never reply. So it took me
you worked out to the exact science of 7 words. On.
7 words.
Where's the song?
That's brilliant. I'm going to
time soon.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
All we need in love is practice. But we both got too many bad habits. I know we both want the same things. Cause you always end up right back on my mattress. Breathe slow, wanna take off these clothes. Deep stroke, I'll give you that deep stroke. We end up right back at the start. No matter how high I try, it won't fix a broken heart. So if you're not sure, then baby I can't be yours. If you take my love for granted, that can't be us no more. I wanna say I do, but I don't. I wanna say I will, but I know I won't. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Wanna say I can, but I can't. I really wanna give us a second chance. Cause loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Yeah, you still the one, even with your flaws and all. Yeah, you still the one. It's hard to be in control of this jealousy. I'm supposed to be your baby, you acting crazy. Dirty dancing with somebody else, I'm Patrick Swayze. It's supposed to be my lady, yeah. That you play games, just playing Jane, playing it's just time I'm wasting. You said it yourself, you said it yourself. If you're not sure, then baby I can't be yours. If you take my love for granted, that can't be us no more. I wanna say I do, but I don't. I wanna say I will, but I know I won't. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Wanna say I can, but I can't. I really wanna give us a second chance. Cause loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Even with your flaws and all. you still the one, even with your flaws and all. Yeah, you still the one. Wanna say I do, but I don't. I wanna say I will, but I know I won't. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Wanna say I can, but I can't. I really wanna give us a second chance. Cause loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Loving you ain't easy, but I still do it regardless. Even with your flaws and all. Yeah, you still the one, even with your flaws and all. Yeah, you still the one.
Ebenezer, flaws and all. DWP joins me in the studio.
How's it going? How's it going?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Your friendly neighborhood rap ninja.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
Does that make you a superhero?
On some level, but you know, most times I'm just, I guess, Clark Kent, to be
fair. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just once in a while when I get to be on a radio station like this, you know, then people get to see that I'm actually
You rip
Superman.
Open the shirt, yeah. And then you're the superhero.
There we go.
So tell me a little bit about what it's like to live your life as the friendly neighborhood rap ninja.
To be perfectly honest, it's a smorgasbord of like crazy stuff. Not gonna lie to you. It's like
2019 was a really exciting year for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 2019 was actually mad. I like that. But not every year is like 2019.
No.
Last year, 2019 was the year when I actually started getting a slew of shows, like in London, month after month after month.
Amazing.
And then dropped the
Brixton Jam, you played that, right?
Brixton Jam, O2 Academy in Islington.
Amazing.
Rattled it off. But yeah, 2019.
How do you find UK crowds? What's your vibe like? Do you like the way we vibe?
To be perfectly honest, yes, absolutely. Yes. Let's just say yes, first of all. But it's because I am like UK crowd as well as not UK crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's difficult because it's like I fit in everywhere and nowhere. So it's like people always ask, why do you sound like this and stuff like that? But when I do the show, it doesn't really matter because they just listen to the music and they listen to the vibes afterwards.
Because where were you born?
Born in Nigeria. Yeah. Yeah.
And you were like, how long were you, when did you move out of Nigeria for good as opposed to?
For good. Around 15, 16.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's like over 10 years ago.
And also formative time to move, like you're just forming like who you are when you're 15.
Exactly, that's a very fair point because it's almost like I thought I knew what I was up until I arrived here and it's like two different avenues of thinking.
Yeah, and a total culture like change as well.
No, for sure. Like I've been a couple times, my mom's from here, so yeah. It's like it wasn't too much of a shock, but growing up in Nigeria, what you know most of is like Hollywood stuff or South African TV or Nigeria TV. You don't really know much about English TV. It's like you come here.
It's rubbish.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That was my first thought until I looked closer and saw some good gems. You know.
No, there is actually quite a good. Yeah. I like crap TV though. Like you know.
Yeah.
But in terms of like you know musically, I more meant this. That's the culture shock for me because it's like such good music in Nigeria, and of course then you come here and then you get to experience all this like
yes,
and obviously sure. With your mum being from the UK, I'm sure that she introduced you to UK
kind of like, I won't go as far as say music, but kind of like just life kind of just dumped them in there. It's like look at there's so many people around, just go and check it out, see how it goes. Especially like grime.
Yeah,
I didn't know shit about grime until like I don't know, I was like 16, 17. Yeah. I'd been a couple times summer, go back home to Nigeria with like a Dizzy Rascal like CD. And everyone's like, what is this?
You know? And that's so cool though. You must have been like the really sick guy that everyone was like, oh my God, he brings back this like crazy weird music.
I was kind of like not the only one, but a bunch of people were like the way I moved in the sense of you just bring this random new music that everyone kind of vibes to.
You gotta be that plug, you know?
Facts. Big facts.
And tell me a little bit about Free Me a Beg, because we're going to play it in a minute, but it's such a vibe. The beat is sick.
I appreciate it. Honestly, Free Me a Beg, the beat was made by this guy in Morocco who I've never met. He just reached
out
to me.
Which happens a lot, right? Yeah.
He literally reached out to me, just listened to my SoundCloud. He said, look, I like this your rap. Listen to this beat. You like it? Got it. Heard the beat. And then just started writing. And I was fresh off of Christmas coming from Nigeria and Rwanda. I had this whole sort of energy going. And I would say I got hip-hop vibes, trap vibes, sprinkled a little bit of Afro vibes on top. And then
That's what I love, though. I think I don't feel like I feel like the whole. Well, I've said this so many times on the show, but the whole genre thing is done.
Oh yeah,
it's just a way to help you understand what you're going to experience. Mm-hmm. But realistically, like, it's so much better to just do what you want to do. And no one. It's weird because I feel like 10 years ago, everyone was a bit like, "Whoa, why are you changing up?"
Yeah.
And it's like now, it's like if you don't change up, it's weird.
It's like, how dare you sing? LL Cool J was one of the first people to ever sing in his rap, and then everyone was trying to call him soft, but. After just a couple of years, you got Drake. After a couple of years, you got, you know,
everybody. Everybody is like jumping on it. But also, everyone's jumping on everyone else's shit. And that's great.
I started off rapping, just rap, right? So rap is my forte. But it's like 50% of what I do. And the other 50% is like me just trying a whole bunch of new stuff that I resonate with. But I'm not sure if it's going to resonate with the way I make music. But I'm going to try it anyways.
Yeah.
To kind of see how it goes.
Well, Lizzo, her first album, Lizzo Bangers, was like completely rap.
Yeah.
And then
from what I heard. I didn't hear the first record.
Yeah.
But like.
But it was like, it was because I interviewed her when she came over to the UK when she was promoting it. And then obviously she developed her sound and now she does both. She's a beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Beautiful rapper, beautiful wordsmith, and it's like everything about that is amazing because as you find your sound and you develop,
and you see the growth in it as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And tell me a bit about the EP because it's obviously features the track "Give Dem" is the EP, 5 tracks, and I want to hear about kind of from your perspective. You dropped it mid last year, right? 2019
August, end
August,
of last year. So it was kind of like. It's been building since the previous year. So it was 2018 Christmas when I came back and I started working on a few songs and I had that energy for the EP. And it was "Give Dem" is like this terminology that a lot of Nigerians use.
Okay.
And "Give Dem" is like, I just imagine you're dribbling someone on the football court. I don't know if you dribble some, you know, people and play football, but it's almost like you do some amazing skill. You go past 2 or 3 people.
Yeah.
They're shouting, give them, carry on, give them.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
So
I
it's that
you,
punchy energy, you know, like, so I wanted the punchy energy vibe throughout the whole EP, but I didn't want to leave any lyrics behind. I didn't want to leave any melodies behind. Put it all together and I hope it was amazing. I don't know.
And you are giving it to them. Like, it's, you are. You're delivering.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
But did it feel good to drop it, like, and get music out there? Because I feel like that kind of is why you then have this slew of, like, great gigs and, like, people really started to, like, engage with the music. Like, how did that feel?
In hindsight, because hindsight is always 2020, so it's like, in hindsight, it feels like, yeah, you know, I was doing the right thing and the plan was, but when you really deep it, you don't really know what you're doing. You're not doing nothing. You don't know what you're doing. You just kind of make the shit and then just, you know, do the shows when you can. And then they reach out, you know, because it's all organic and it's all symbiotic kind of. So
in the moment, you don't know that you're doing well. And then afterwards, you're like, oh, that was actually like good.
That was the first, Free Me, I Beg was the first song I made on the whole EP.
Yeah.
And I didn't
realize. Did you knew that was going to be the single?
No.
Oh, really?
No. I just liked the way it felt. I liked the energy of the song. I focused on a whole bunch of other ones. That one was the quickest one I wrote as well because I was kind of in a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in the zone. And I was just like, Free Me, I Beg was almost the first thing I heard on the hook. And then there were a few other things that brought it together.
It's weird when that, well, it seems to be the story with every musician. It's never the one you think it's going to be.
No.
And like you say, I mean, there are so many artists that are like, oh, I wrote this. Like Oasis, I think they wrote their biggest track in 15 minutes. Like it's...
Yeah. Plus it's 2018. The end of 2018, December, is when I actually wrote the song.
Yeah.
And it's January 2020, you know. And from the middle of last year was when the gigs started and they just kind of rolled onto each other. And then by the time I dropped the EP, because I was doing some songs from the EP, you see. So by the time I now dropped it in August and did the other shows like O2 and Rocksteady, it was packed, and then I released the EP, and it kind of got reception, and that was great.
And it's funny, because like you say, if you wrote Free Me a Beg end of 2018.
Yeah, December 18.
It takes a second, and then you can be a year later, like you say.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it's like, now you're promoting it, now you're out here chatting about it, and it's never the way you think it's going to go.
No, definitely not.
And it's certainly not. I think a lot of young... brand new artists need to hear that as well, because it's like, you release a song, it doesn't mean it's going to be like a hit. It's not going to be number one straight away, but it might take 6 months and then boom, you're getting booked for gigs. Then you're...
Hey, look, the first song I released, fast forward maybe 2 years after releasing the song and putting it on YouTube and everywhere, after the first 2 years, it still was on like 400 views.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
I mean, I released other stuff too.
Yeah,
but, you know.
But that's just...
you know, it kind of, when you think about it, hindsight 2020, blows my mind.
Yeah. It's confusing as well. I think it's such a new navigation now with the music industry. Like, nobody really has a take on how music works. It's like, yes, there is a formula. Yes, certain things work in, say, for example, pop culture. We know certain things. But, like, you can change shit up so easily. You never know what's going to work and what's not. You've just got to put your heart and soul into it and put it out, right?
Facts, facts. And the thing is, I mean, it's crazy because I just stuck to this idea where it's like, hopefully the music can speak for itself. So if in a few years you have a discography, at least at any point in time, you have this body of work. Because I have stuff that I released in 2013 on Spotify and all these places. Yeah. And now it's 2020. And it's like, it's only now that I'm doing like interviews here. I did a whole bunch of interviews when I was in France. I actually lived there for a bit.
Oh,
I did a whole bunch of shows over there.
Sick.
If half my fan base is scattered around France, it's weird. Like, I go on this blog and a whole bunch of stuff, and they love lyrical stuff there. But things, I wasn't trying to be stuck in a pocket, because I'll make that as well, but I want to make a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So get back to London, don't have the same reception I had over there, but, you know, it's
growing though.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the important thing, I think. At the moment, everybody is so open to anything. It's like everyone's kind of like thirsty for that next new sound, that next new thing. And it's just a really exciting time. I mean, do you feel like a different artist from 2013 to now?
Wow, that's a great question. It's almost like yes and no, because I feel like I'm the same person. But come on, every year, you know, you're kind of changing, as well as the whole thing about, like, after 7 years, the cells from your body, from XYZ, whatever, they've all died. So you're, like, literally a new person.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard about this. I don't want to say it's gospel, but this is what I have been hearing and been spewing. Okay. So, but
you keep spewing it, babe. I like it.
but the whole thing is, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm the same, but at the same time, I feel completely different. It's hard to explain, but essentially just the growth is there. The learning is there. The way I made music before is not the way I make music now, but you still have those kind of like connecting tissues.
Yep.
You know?
Which is important, but you need to develop it and change it. Is there any, like you say, you're starting to do stuff in the UK now. What's 2020 looking like for you? What's the plan? What do you want to achieve this year?
Okay, so
it's a new decade, so it's big.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I started the year thinking I wasn't going to make a record, right? Because I was like, I'm going to focus on this single, Ride the Wave, etc.
Yeah.
But I realized you don't need to choose one or the other. So I'm riding the wave of the song, but at the same time, by the end of the year, I'm dropping a whole new record. And
sick.
I've already been working on the songs. Like, at least 7 of them are like halfway done. Another 7 are still like, you know, so I'm working on both. But I'm going to ride the wave with the Free Me, I Beg, see what everyone's saying, do as many shows. Because by the end of the shows, when I'm at like O2 and all these other places, it gets to the end, I do the song. And it's me that chose to do the song at the end, but I wasn't sure what everyone was feeling. But by the time I did it twice or three times, and every time they asked for like an encore, I was like, okay, cool. I think this is the jam. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
So I kept.
You've got to listen to your fans, though. Yeah. You've got to listen to what people are vibing. Because otherwise, you can't. It's like when you go to a DJ set and the DJ just plays what they want to play and doesn't listen to the audience. It's like, this is whack. Like,
yeah, that's not the one.
Yeah, not the one. It's kind of funny with older artists, when you go to older artists' sets and the ones that don't play the songs that everyone wants to, you know, it's like they're sick of them, so they don't play it. It's like, no.
We want to hear
it. Yeah, we want to hear it.
And it's about, whether you like it or not, it's about us.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 200 to 400 of us stood here, and it's one of you. You're playing it for us, not for you. Or
exactly.
You just go home and listen to SoundCloud.
Yeah, literally, literally. But it's exciting. It sounds like it's going to be a big year. Like, are you doing any shows?
I haven't got any shows booked in right as of now, but it was kind of, because the promoters I work with, they kind of, we're still in talks, but at the same time, I put it on pause a little bit.
Yeah, because you want to work on.
Yes. Yeah. They send out these things like, you want to do here, you want to do here, maybe you want to do here. And for the first time in my life, really, I'm here like, oh yeah, which show am I going to?
Yeah.
Usually I'm just like, give me, please. I'm at work. And next thing they're like, oh, you have a show on Wednesday. And I'm just like, I'm working on Wednesday, but yeah, I'll do it. I don't even know, like, I haven't crossed that bridge yet, but when the day comes, I do the show and I go to work, it's fine, somehow, I don't know.
But that's so good, like, you must feel really nice that you've had that, like, 360 trajectory of, like, the change.
Yeah.
Has that been a kind of, have you given yourself a chance to sit back and look at that and be like, that's impressive, that's exciting?
It's funny you say that, like, because, essentially, that's what this year has started off like. I'm kind of chill. I got this, you know, just, wow, okay, cool. You did a whole, well, you did the thing. You know, it's almost like, now you just keep making music because everyone has agreed and respected that you are a musician. Because no one really rates you as a musician except in the, you know, arts circles, you know, until you are a musician, you know. It's like you go in as an intern into a business and you're working there, right? And 10 years later, imagine if you're still an intern.
Yeah.
That's how everyone looks at you in music. Even though you have learned all the skills and you know all the stuff, it's until they see you and they're like, wow. And you tell people you rap and then they look at the stuff and they're like, oh, you rap? And you look at, that's what I told you.
Yeah.
That's literally what I said. Like,
but the funny thing is, it's like that is a validation that you don't need as an artist. You can, and that's what I feel like you've come to that belief.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that you don't actually, you know that you don't need their validation, and therefore that's now you've got their validation because you've become the person that doesn't need it anymore.
Exactly. Like, and I think I'm not going to act like it was from the beginning. In the first couple years, I genuinely would have hoped for people to love my shit and like my shit. By the time I realized, oh, snap. Like, snap, no one's paying attention, really.
Yeah. And that's the problem with the change, is that it's actually very difficult to find you.
Yes.
Not you personally, but, like, musicians. It's like, now you're battling with
self.
YouTube, like, Twitter, like, all of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, boom. And then all of a sudden it clicks. Like, now, you know, people are vibing through me a bag, and it's like, this is your moment. You've got to roll with it. And that's why it's great that you're back in the studio making new music.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better.
We love it. This fucking crazy music industry. Well, babe, it's been such a pleasure, honestly, to have you.
Likewise, no joke.
And tell me a little bit, is there any other, do you get in the studio with other artists ever, or is it just you?
Absolutely, I do get in, like, and it wouldn't necessarily, like, these are my artists, my peers, friends, like, not my artists, like, people
yeah, yeah.
I, you know,
people
resonate
you know.
With and stuff. I mean, like, Rare God. I don't know if I'm to be naming all these people, but shout out to all of them. Like, Jen Uchiha is one of my biggest homies. Like, in fact, I'm a fan of him. If there's anybody I'll shout out, like, and say I'm a fan of, is Jen Uchiha. I'm a fan of him. And, but...
What about,
know,
I want to hear you do a collab with someone from Grime. Like, you're a Grime fan, so
hey,
I want
to
see
gonna
that.
I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, sorry. Just let me, point of correction. It used to be called Jen Uchiha, now called Hyperbolic or Hyperbolic.
Oh, okay.
But with regards to Grime, I'll be honest with you, I would love to get involved with Grime artists and things of that nature, learn and kind of grow. But I'm not going to lie to you, I'm also low-key shook because like, I've been watching Getz for years. Okay, I'm talking about like 10 years plus. He's one of the people I've been watching be in the set. He's rapping for like 3 hours straight and he hasn't repeated anything.
Nah,
and I'm just
it's crazy,
like,
man.
Okay, that's a whole different wave. Like, I'm
we
like,
need to get DWP in with Getz, man.
Oh my
god. I'm shouting it out. Nah.
I'm
saying it. If it happens, 2020
if it happens, it's you.
I want 20% of the song.
Yeah.
Babe, we're going to have to go. Free Me a Beg needs a full play.
Absolutely.
I want to get this maximum play, but thank you so much. Can you introduce this to end the show on FUBAR Radio today?
Hey, everyone, it's DWP. This is Free Me a Beg. Check it out.
Yes.
FUBAR Radio, I'm in the building. Peace out.
Hey.
Ain't easy for them. They try and free me again. Ain't meeting with them. Tell them free me a beg. Ain't easy for them. They try and free me again. Ain't meeting with them. Tell them free me a beg. Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? We ain't done. We ain't done.